the battle of the ages, as some people might say, or not. But iPads versus Chromebooks in the classroom. That's the discussion that we're going to have today. I'm just going to share a few thoughts that I have based on the fact that I've used both Chromebooks and iPads in my classroom in the past few years and also at different grade levels. So let's get started here. iPads versus Chromebooks. Now, some of you who are my Android users out there are screaming right away, go Google, let's use Chromebooks. Whereas some of you on the other side, who are Apple users, ironically like me, are saying Apple all the way. And I will say this, Apple has definitely made some strides in the education area, but Google kind of took the charge there from them. I mean, way back when, I remember when I was in elementary school and it was like the biggest thing how we got a brand new Macintosh computer, which had Oregon Trail on it, of course. And Apple kind of had the edge there for a little bit. Now, again, in my personal opinion, I feel like Apple didn't really capitalize on that. And this is hard for me to say, coming from a person who likes Apple products, as I record this podcast on a MacBook. Google kind of came in there and took over a bit, especially with their cheaper offerings with Chromebooks, because iPads for a while there were still like $400 and so on. I mean, even with like an education discount, still at $300, Google has Chromebooks that you can get for your classroom for like, I've seen as low as $99. And on top of that, Chromebooks even have attached keyboards, which we're going to get to that here in a sec. So you're probably seeing this already. You're probably seeing where I'm leaning towards. And yes, I personally, now again, coming from having taught second grade, third grade, and fourth grade, I personally like Chromebooks better. Not to say I've used, when I've kind of co-taught with some other classrooms, saying kindergarten, first grade, iPads work really great in kindergarten, first grade, but kind of once you start getting to that second grade, I really feel that Chromebooks kind of jump in there and take the lead. Here's why. As I said before, Chromebooks, number one, have a keyboard attached. Typing is a huge skill that kids need to learn before they get to middle school and high school, which again, I know it can be hard for them at that age, especially since their hands aren't full size, and most computers have standard, a full-size keyboard. But the more they practice, the more they get faster at it, and it'll help them as they get into middle school and high school. That's the biggest thing I hear when I talk to middle school and high school teachers, is they wish their students would have had more practice in typing it sometimes. Okay. Now, this has changed over the years because typing has really been stressed, and I've noticed a lot of school districts, including my own, have gone the route of Chromebooks as well. Okay. Now, second reason why I like Chromebooks in the elementary is managing them. Having managed iPads and Chromebooks before, there's kind of a stark difference, especially working with elementary. iPads, you can only have one user on them. Now, as I said before, Apple has made strides in this. They have their own version of, say, Google Classroom that Google has. They have other ways to kind of help add multiple users onto the iPad. But again, knowing some school districts go with the shared iPad approach, especially when you're thinking elementary age. If you have an iPad and it breaks and you have multiple users on there, you're kind of in trouble. Whereas with a Chromebook, if a Chromebook breaks, you can go and sign on to another Chromebook with your Chrome account. Honestly, it doesn't even have to be a Chrome Chromebook. You can sign on to another device that offers the Chrome web browser, and you're fine. That's one area that Google checks off versus Apple. Apple, if you, like I said before, if your iPad breaks, you're kind of in trouble until you get that iPad fixed. You can try and go through and unlink your profile from there and then try and get onto another iPad, but it's just, it's so much easier with your Google account from what I've seen. Lastly, I kind of said this at the beginning, but price, especially with budgets, with nowadays with education, Google has made their devices a lot easier to purchase and get into the schools. Apple still, granted, as I said before, at $300, you can still get that. That's for their iPad. For a Chromebook, you can get for $300, you could probably get a touchscreen Chromebook that turns into a tablet. Again, I love Apple products, but I just think for the ease and use with Chrome and Google, there's just so many more things that just, they're just slightly easier to use. And that is the biggest thing that teachers need, is they need ease of use, because we've got a million other things to try and figure out. So there are tons of other areas that I'll probably talk about more in my next blog post about this battle between Apple and Chromebooks. But that's all I have for today. So again, share your thoughts. Let me know which ones you think. Do you like iPads or do you like Chromebooks better? So, peace out.